Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to The Thinker Girls, all the things you're thinking but not saying.
Welcome to Thinker Girl, the podcast. You are joined by The Thinker Girls, Stacey June.
And Christy Mercer.
Where we are talking thoughts you're thinking but not saying. And each and every week we have a hot seat hottie join us. And this week we have one of our favourites, and it was actually quite a controversial episode. If you haven't heard it, you need to go back and listen. JJ joins us this week. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Now, JJ, we found you by both interviewing you because you're on a reality TV show called When Love Comes to Town. Now, we know we want to drop that title. We get it. But we do need to give some context about how we started our relationship.
What was that, sorry?
We need to give some context about how we started our relationship, I suppose.
Our relationship, mine and yours, our love affair.
Yeah. All of ours. It's a three-way.
Three-way relationship.
We have a three-way relationship.
Yeah.
Well, we have three ways. A bit of a common bond on the phone, I think. Well, we've just been talking. It's just been a few tick boxes going off, going, yep.
Yeah,
that's
for
my
sure.
Type of person.
For sure, for sure. And so we speak about our thoughts, as I said, we're thinking but not saying. Each bring a gem to the table. Philip the Duck reins us in. He's a moderator who gives us a bit of an idea of when we're babbling on. Girls, let's get stuck into it. What's our content for this week?
I want to talk about pimples. I have been breaking out the last week. I normally have relatively clear skin, but the last week, I don't know what is going on, but, yeah, it's not good.
It's weird when it just all of a sudden happens too, out of nowhere.
No reason. So, anyway, that's me.
JJ, what about you?
I'm going to talk about planning a wedding for your parents before you even have a ring on your finger.
Yeah, that is strange.
That's
I'm not going to lie. We'll get into that. I reckon we have to do that first. I want to talk about movies. Guess what? I like movies now.
I love the way you're like,
an age thing?
Now? Like, guys, let's get into movies. Isn't there like the new fun phase?
I'll explain where I'm coming from soon, but it is a very new fun phase for me.
Right.
I want to hear about this wedding first up. Mm. I don't know anybody that's planned their parents' wedding before.
Especially getting me to plan a wedding is pretty funny within itself.
I feel like the people that don't get married are like, he never asked me. You wouldn't marry me if I asked you. In 45 years later, you know, like that's how it is. Is that what the situation is there?
No, okay. So basically my mum has been with my seem to be stepdad, although I've called him dad for a very long time. They've been together for like 10 years and he's put a ring on a finger ages ago, an engagement ring, but they just never ever kind of got round to it. And then just suddenly, due to my dad being a bit unwell actually, they've just decided, all right, let's do it. JJ, you're organising the wedding and we want to get married in a month.
Hang on. So that was just assumed that you would be on board to be the wedding planner?
Yes.
Are you an only child?
No, but there's boys in the family. I'm the only girl, so it kind of just got handed over to me.
How many boys? How many brothers? What are we talking about?
I've got one blood brother, and then I've got two brothers through my stepdad.
Through your dad, through the groom.
Yes, through the groom. So I've just been running around like a crazy person organising this stuff for the wedding. But the thing is, everyone I speak to thinks it's my wedding. And it gets to this point where you're like looking up bridal magazines and you're planning everything and then you're thinking, hang on a minute, what about me? And then this thing happened the other day where I had a whole lot of bridal magazines turn up to my house and my boyfriend was there and I was opening up the magazines and his heart stop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I thought it was for you.
And yeah, who's planning weddings through bridal magazines? Like, I didn't realise bridal magazines are still being used. I thought it was Pinterest and all that stuff.
No, people still do that. One of my girlfriends has got all the... That's what we got her for, like, as a present, like, as part of her engagement, as kind of a joke, but semi-not. Heaps of bridal magazines. And she's used them. She's going through them.
I just don't get it, all this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
It's been a bit strange.
So when you're flicking through there and you're going, you know, that part of Sex and the City where she's like, are you a peekaboo bride? Are you a casual bride? Are you a Hamptons bride? Which bride is your mum?
Well, I have to admit, maybe I didn't have mum in mind when I was going through the mag.
Oh, Deirdre.
I kept looking at the dresses going, that look great on me.
JJ, and how long have you been with your man for?
Okay, so this is a bit of a controversy. Are you ready for this? This is actually a bit of an announcement right now I'm going to make right now on this show.
It's just official.
Hello.
Yes. No. We've been together since the TV show, and my boyfriend now was one of the cameramen on the show.
Bullshit.
Wow. Is that for real?
Bull fucking shit. So hang on. When Love Comes to Town came to town through the camera lens, without the farmer.
No farmer, no bachelor. I shacked up with the guy that was filming me on the date.
That is a round of applause if I've ever fucking heard one.
Bypass the farmer. We don't want to move out to the farm or be working on this.
What were you thinking? Did you want to live on a farm?
I thought about it. I really did think I could do it. But then when I was put in the situation, I was like, actually, maybe I can't, especially what knobs most of those boys were. No. But,
You know that I went on a date with one of them. You know I went on a date with one of them.
Who?
I told you, right?
No.
Yeah.
Will you say names or just one of them?
Yeah. Oh, he was from Victoria. He was from Cobram.
He's from Cobram. What's his name?
Maybe I shouldn't do names, should I? Young mate, thoughts?
It's up to you.
I don't really give a shit.
Well, say it then. He's not on the show anymore.
I actually forget.
Oh, fuck. Piss off. No, you don't.
No, I'm not joking. Yeah, that's why I was like, didn't want to say I forgot, because I knew Cobram. A, I would sound like a wanker, and B, actually sound very rude.
But so, how did that even happen?
Tinder.
That is so
bad.
Did he have that on Tinder that he was on the show or like a farmer?
No, but then when I started chatting to him, he was like, I think you've interviewed me. And I go, what? Who the fuck is this guy? And then I was like, oh, great. He like has figured out that I'm on the radio. And so, which is why I'm not on fucking Tinder anywhere near where I live. And so this was the only time. This is exactly why I got off it. And then we met and he said, yeah, you interviewed me when I was on When Love Comes to Town.
Oh, my God.
That's so interesting.
Get out.
Yeah, girls.
You know what? I love, JJ, that you've got out of that show exactly what you wanted. You found love.
That's the thing. Yeah. But the thing was, we had to keep quiet because Channel 9 found out about it and wanted to grill us.
Hang on. So you were having it, getting it on with him on the farm?
Not physically on the farm.
It was
a secret little thing going on. But it was after, it happened after I was with Adam. So basically the first episode was all legit with Adam, with him for a while. But it was when I came back in Town 7, he drove me out to one of my dates. And I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I don't really care because I'm not on a contract anymore. But... yeah, it all just kicked off from then, and so I loved the show after that. And
it's not like you're underage, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like he took advantage of you. You were very, obviously, very putting your hand up. You're looking through bloody bridal magazines, for fuck's sake.
But it was just such a funny thing, because when I was talking to you girls the last time, I was with him and I couldn't say anything.
Because I was thinking, I don't recall you having a boyfriend. That's why I was like, so my investigative journalism happening. That's as much journalism as I do. Oh, okay, she didn't have a boyfriend last time. Where's this guy come from? That's where I'm thinking. So this is really great news. When love comes to town.
When the cameraman comes to town.
When the camo comes up, when the camo gets into my pants.
It's so good. Anyway.
So good.
Getting back to the wedding, so you are.
So you're gagging for it. That was some time ago. What, you've been dating for how long?
6 months?
No, a year and a bit.
Wow.
Christian, okay, 6 months.
6 months, 2 weeks.
I don't know. That's the time's flown between that time. I love that show.
Well, I think that, yeah, I guess now with all this wedding stuff, I mean, I've already been feeling it. Like, maybe I'd like a ring on the finger, but he's a bit younger too. He's 7 years younger than me. Ugh, I know, right?
No, not no. I know, right? Nah. That's your shit, mate. There's no from us.
Or anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. You're happy, you're happy.
Okay, that's good. Maybe that's what I should have spoken about, dating younger men. But, oh.
Next time.
We'll say that for next time.
So back to the fucking wedding. What is the GO? Like, when you, is your mum a Hampton's bride or not?
So I tried to get her in a dress. She's got something that's a bit more like a casual wedding dress thing, but I've managed to put some heels on her and get her out of her Crocs. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So she's relaxed bride.
Relaxed bride, yeah. I think it'll be a really lovely day. I'm just hoping everything turns up and I didn't miss anything.
So just just to give us a bit of a snapshot before we change topics, tell us the venue, the theme, like how many people, just give us, you know, the kind of wedding you're planning.
You know what I always ask? The colour of the bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be at their house.
Uh-huh.
Their house in, should I say where it is? Probably not.
Nah.
So it's going to be a home wedding. Mm-hmm. There's about 70 people coming. Mm-hmm. I've got a pink and white theme because Dad wears pink socks all the time.
Cute.
I'm the maid of honour, so I'm going to be wearing something in mauve.
Okay, mauve. Yeah. Interesting.
Quite relaxed. Got a band. I'll probably get on that later. As in the microphone, not the
band.
And
so will your cameraman film it, mate?
Yeah, maybe.
That's amazing. Oh, you'll have to let us know how it goes.
My best friend was a news journo, and at her wedding, her camo was like a proper fucking news camo. So we were bridesmaids, and this dude is walking around with this freaking huge camera at the church. It was so full on, but geez, good video.
Good to have a cameraman up your sleeve or up your skirt.
Up your dress,
Up your mauve skirt.
Up your vagina. Okay, always too far.
All right, I might go next. I want to talk about pimples, people. I had pimples growing up. No, I did when I was probably – it's not until now I look back at photos.
Sorry, intro, but I realised I was laughing at you because you have pimples, but I was just laughing at the fact that we're talking about pimples. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I know, but it might seem strange to you maybe now to talk about pimples because I don't know. I mean, it's not something that has been on my mind or that I worry about too much apart from the last week. So I guess I'm pretty lucky in the sense that I normally would have pretty clear skin. I did have pimples growing up, though, when I was about 15, 16, and I've looked back at photos from mum and dad's and gone through photo albums and gone, wow, my skin was a lot worse than I thought it was. Like, it did look really bad. And I don't know, did you guys ever try Proactiv?
No, yes. I never had to do that, luckily.
Yeah. How did you find it, JJ?
Well, I only tried it probably about 2 years ago because my hormones changed my thick pimples.
Yeah,
but the problem is it's like it does good stuff on the outside, but pimples are from stuff that's going inside. It's all about your hormones.
Yeah, well, this is what I want to talk to you guys about. So I use Proactiv. It burnt my skin. The minute I stopped using it, my skin cleared up. And I never really thought too much more about pimples, maybe for about 10 years. But in the last week, I have just been having breakout after breakout after breakout, especially around my mouth, on my top lip, around my chin, underneath my nose. And
It's your T-zone. It's your hormone zone.
Yeah, but I haven't changed, and I was thinking, I haven't changed my diet. I'm not changing anything like that.
You've just changed your state.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot going on in my life. I've new job, new state,
new back.
I've relocated. I had spinal surgery not long ago. My nanny,
there's a lot
my
going
nan
on.
Died. My nanny passed away a week ago. There's been
It's
just been a bit mental, and I feel like I'm coping okay. And I don't know whether this is kind of maybe a side effect of that. And
you know what can
happen?
It's also the water. Like, it can actually, like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but we wouldn't have the same water as New South Wales. Like, there would be different pipes, maybe even, I wouldn't say different chemicals, but there would surely be something a little bit different, what you're bathing in, obviously, and then what you're drinking.
I reckon it's the stress, definitely. Like, part of that, all your stress and everything that you're going through, as much as you feel like you're probably feeling okay, your body obviously is not coping.
You're working. Like, well, I think it's coping. I think it's probably just working overtime inside.
And just expressing itself through your face.
Well, I'd prefer it if it didn't. Like, I'm all for expressing myself.
Yeah, but let's take a few pimples rather than...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fainting and crying, mate. Like, a few pimples is like the absolute least considering what you've been thrown over the past couple of months. Like, if you've come out and the worst thing that's, you know, the way you've reacted is with pimples, I think you're doing pretty good.
Mm. What about, there's a big question here, could you be pregnant?
No.
Okay, well, we cover a lot on this podcast, but I don't think I'm willing to find that out right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Well, I don't have a pregnancy test handy. Yeah, it was a good question to ask.
I know, but that scares the fucking bejeebus out of me.
Yeah, it does a little bit. And you know what? Because I am not on the pill anymore. Yeah. So.
Because my girlfriend got pimples all over her face when she was pregnant.
Okay.
How are your boobs? Sore, big?
Well, they're always small and they're not very sore.
Oh, Jesus, what the hell? I mean, what does this mean?
So,
are you up the duff, Christy? Congratulations.
No, just calm your farm before you go sending out the congrats. But
before I put a post on Facebook.
Maybe, well, that is one of my favourite pastimes, just to do pregnancy tests just for the hell of it. I am kind
of a paranoid
person in that way. Always have been.
When was the last one you took?
A long time ago, maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
That's so... Okay, let me just put this out for you for a second.
Stop.
You have done pregnancy tests every week since I've known you and you were on the pill. You go off the pill and you stop doing them. Like, that does not fucking make any sense.
I've had a lot going on.
Oh, yes, true. I know, but like 3 months ago...
Well, part of the reason I went off the pill was because I had mates that had lost...
Yes.
Yeah, this is a conversation here all the time. But one of my mate's skins was bad and then it cleared up. And I'd always had relatively clear skin, pimples here and there, and I thought, oh, maybe that might have something to do with it. Like, I've been off the pill now for a few months. Could that be? Like, can you get pimples going off of it?
Yeah, definitely. Depends what pill you're on. I mean, I'm on a pill that controls my pimples, like Diane.
Yasmin, Diane. What are the other ones?
They're the worst names, aren't they?
They sound like Young and the Restless characters.
Is there a Brenda? Did you say there's a Brenda pill?
Yeah, there's a Diane, a Brenda, and a Juliet.
And there's a Yasmin.
If you've got testosterone levels,
yeah,
and Yasmin, don't forget good old Yazzy.
Yeah. She's been around for years.
Yeah, I think I was on Yasmin. I don't even know what.
She doesn't fucking know shit. She gave me the biggest mood swings like a cyclone Tracy.
Did you ever have Yaz? There was just one Y-A-Z, Yaz.
Yes.
Wasn't that just a mini pill for Yasmin?
She's the cool pill.
She's the one that has her own dispenser.
You've always got clear skin, Stace. I don't think I've ever seen you with pimples. You're lucky.
Yeah, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. I have a good diet and I drink lots of water. Is that a cop out? It's like Miranda Kerr. I don't do any workouts.
It is more than that, JJ, as you've obviously experienced. It is, you can eat, you have the best diet in the world, you can have 10 gallons of water a day, be sleeping really well, but you still have shit ass skin. Like, obviously.
Look, I've got an absolute history of it. Sorry, this is the most annoying part. I've got a massive history of bad skin, and everyone tells me now how nice my skin is, but it's been because I've been on the pill.
Because it's one thing to have pimples and bad skin when you're a teenager, when everybody else has them. But there's something about adult pimples that it's just like, this again?
I know. It's like when I got PMS at 29. I was like, oh, fuck.
I thought we were past this.
Yes, and it's true, though. You're right. It probably is stress, but I would do that pregnancy test. Did you realize I've gone quiet since Jedi said it?
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Well, quiet for me. It's not your fault. I love controversial, but I just didn't really know how to act. I'm like, how are we going to cope if it is? I'm like, how do we respond to this? How do we be honest?
All right. Well, here's a bit of a hook. Listen next week to find out whether I am or not.
Too bad if we don't do it in sequence. Yeah. Listen maybe in the next few months and then we'll reveal, depending on which order we put them in.
I think we need to start taking some photos of you when you look like you might have had like something to eat, and then we'll circle around your tummy and be like, is she pregnant?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's funny you say that, because I'm Don't very good that. At that. I can. I've got a photo. I'll put it on our Facebook page of two other pregnant women and myself after lunch. And I swear to God, I look exactly the same. I can really push my tummy out. If I ever needed to play a role of a pregnant woman, I could do it without the belly.
You don't
thing.
Even need the strap. It's like a food baby.
Yes.
Just go to a buffet.
You laugh. Yeah. We always say we're going to put things on the Facebook page after we put the podcast. We've got to write this down because I think we forget a lot.
All right. Write down pregnant photo
pregnant
and I'll write down pregnancy
food
test.
Belly. Okay.
Yeah.
Pregnancy
test.
Okay.
Perfect.
So I want to talk about movies, guys. Don't know if you've heard of them.
Don't know if you've heard.
What do you mean?
More
what are you talking
movies?
About? It's such a weird topic. I don't know that.
Well,
why
it's about
not...
what's on your mind. Okay. And movies for me is a revelation. I have never ever watched films. Like when I was a kid, I obviously did, because people will say, "Oh, Home Alone. Have you ever seen that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I've seen Home Alone." They're like, "Well, you've seen movies," and I'm like, "Yeah," but I think from about 13 below, I was watching films. And then I lost interest because I think my attention span just went out the window. I hit puberty and it was like, see you later. And I couldn't focus on anything. I got into this industry and I started analysing everything because I edit and I, you know, produce. I just was like, that story's going to go here or this. And I couldn't fucking relax in it. Anyway, a friend of mine said to me when I was going to Bali at the beginning of the year, you need to find a book that doesn't help you, that is not about work, that is not about fucking, you know, like an autobiography or not some self-help thing, like a book that's just going to transform you somewhere else. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So I did that. And then I went and I was like, oh, this is enjoyable. I haven't thought about anything other than the book.
I can't
fancy
believe
that.
I can't believe that even in reading, which is when you're supposed to switch off, you're still switched on.
Like, oh, yeah. But it's what I choose. So it's my fault. And so then I did that and I was like, I reckon I could give a movie a go because I really like that thing that people call escapism.
You build yourself. I love that you built yourself up to
so
it.
So then guess what? I went to the cheap Bali place and bought.
What?
Frozen.
No!
I've never seen it. I've never seen that either.
Life-changing,
I've not seen
Christy.
It, but everyone sung it.
Did you love it too?
I bawled my eyes out the entire way, fist pumping and thinking, what have I been doing? Then I watched Her. Then I watched Around Again or something, this other show with Elaine from Seinfeld. Then I watched movie after movie after movie after movie after movie. I'm addicted to movies, guys.
Well, you've only had a decade of catching up to do.
Yes, and it all began with Frozen. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, it is the great. It is feminism in a fucking child Disney film, and it is unreal.
Do you know, Edie, that is the only Disney movie where the princess doesn't get married at the end?
Yeah, but don't give it away, mate.
Oh, my God, I don't even know what happens in that movie. Now it's ruined.
Sorry, guys. Well, look, I mean, yeah, there's so many amazing themes through it. Like everything, every bit you're like, oh, surely that's just their one big thing that they can say, hey, we're feminists, we're really pro-chicks. It just keeps going. The entire storyline, every opportunity they try to push empowerment and friendship and love and just chicks kind of running the show, like it, they do it. The whole theme is about that. And I find it so interesting that it has been so, so, so spectacularly popular.
Mm. Like, what it, made that you just, watch it?
I just knew that. I mean, I've got to admit, I did think I probably should watch it. Like the pop culture reference, like that's how I did get into it, which was a worky kind of thing. But I've come around. So I
thank God you watched Frozen and a movie that you liked, because if you ended up watching a movie that you're like nah or didn't like or got disinterested halfway through, you could go through your entire adult life watching movies.
Well, I almost did. I was 31, and then my girlfriend was like, "Oh my God, let's go see this other show with Matthew McConaughey." It was a sci-fi thing that was out a month ago, and then my other girlfriend said, "Oh, for fuck's sake, let's not scare her off. Like, we got to keep her at chick flicks and just kind of thought-provoking, you know, musicals." And she was like,
"Oh my God.
This is so provoking." Can I just say, one second, can I just say, this is so you taking an extremely simple process of sitting down and watching a fucking movie for an hour and 30, and you just in, it's so involved. It's exhausting.
Shush your mouth. It's just my life. And so, I'll tell you something else. It's less exhausting now that movies are in it, so yay for me. I am zenned out, Mole.
Did you actually physically go to the movies or just...
Oh, yeah.
Did you buy the movie or did you illegally download it?
Shush. I did see a movie at the movies when I got back, which was the one with Naomi Watts, and she's like the hooker, and then there's...
you can tell you knew it, this.
Yeah, and who's the guy? He was an alcoholic. There were heaps of people in it. It was great.
It sounds great.
It was really good.
It sounds like my weekend.
With the face.
Who's Naomi Watts, the hooker, in your weekend?
Oh, maybe not her.
So alcoholism. Hang on. This would have been like, you wouldn't even really know. Did you even remember what a movie theater looked like? Because you would not have been in like 2 decades.
Well, it's funny because I went to this real fancy one in this kind of little arty suburb of Melbourne where my bestie and my brother live, and they were like, "Oh, come, we'll just go to this little boutique cinema." There were leather couches in there.
Yeah,
it was fucking awesome.
Quite involved.
Yeah, and you could drink red wine in there. I was like, this is the bee's knees. I've been missing out. So if you aren't a movie person, because I know there's some of you out there because I've been having conversations with you for 10 years, I promise you, you got to try it. You got to get amongst it because it's a really good meditation thing.
I must say, I'm not a massive, I like movies, but I'm one of those people that's never seen the big famous ones. Like, I've never seen...
Oh, you like, oh, I go to the Sundance Festival and watch all the Trop Fest things.
No, I've never seen Scarface or I've never seen...
Oh, same.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction or I've never seen Top Gun or I've never seen, all of these movies that people are like, oh, they're cult movies, the best movie you'll ever see, and people almost vomit when I tell them I've never seen it. I guess I'm one of those people too.
We should have a catch-up session because I'm really keen to just get amongst it now. I've been missing out. Isn't that great news? Yep. So that'll be funny when we post it. We'll be like, movies, who knew? That's Stacey's gem this week. People will be like, what the fuck? I'll be listening next week.
I know what to get you for your birthday.
What is that?
Village Club movie tickets.
Don't get carried away.
I thought that was a nice thought.
Yeah, I mean, I love them and stuff, but... Like, I don't know. Like, vodka, you got me last year, was fine.
Vodka's always...
Yeah, I mean, this really came in handy of New Year. But, okay, that's it for us. If you you like movies too, let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thinkergirls. If you do want to listen to the podcast that I was talking about earlier on that was quite controversial with JJ, scroll your way back, friends. It is a really good one, a lot of sex talk. But we are thrilled to have you, and you can do that by checking out our past episodes on iTunes, or you can head to podcast.thinkergirl.com.au. That's it, dudes.
Brilliant.
Always reels. Sorry. Hey, good luck with the wedding, JJ, and good luck with the camo.
Thanks. It should be
what a scoop.
Do you mean cameo?
No, camo. That's what the industry people calls it. Yeah, he's a camo,
the
mate.
Camo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting it on with the camo, I am.
Shit.
Yeah, we live in Australia. Yeah. Oh, God, how annoying was that hashtag Australia? Like, Australia. Hashtag
ST. Hashtag Australia. Yeah.
Fuck, kill me.
Bad.
All right, on that note, I need a wine. Hey, guys, love you.
See ya.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks, JJ. Oh, wait. If you do want to find JJ on Twitter, it's at JJ _WLCTT and go and say g'day.
Boom.
Shout out. Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/ThinkerGirls or ThinkerGirl TV on Twitter.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.